This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
The second day after Christmas, I pulled on the old rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both the turtle doves. My true love gave to me. I'm not really a drinker. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is autoimmune hypothyroid, and alcohol doesn't mix well with Synthroid, which is the synthetic thyroid replacement that I'm going to be on probably for the rest of my life. One or two glasses of wine, and I'm sleepy. When I had pneumonia earlier this month, though, my doctor asked me if I wanted cough medicine, but she knows I'm not fond of narcotics, especially after being on Norco for half the summer, and honestly, I didn't have much of a cough. I told her I was having hot toddies before bed, and she asked for my recipe, then said, truly that's healthier than codeine, so if it's working for you, do that. And I did. I like wine, even though I don't drink a lot of it, and I like the occasional beer, but one of my favorite things to drink to take the edge off or during a celebration or whatever is something that was introduced to me at a Christmas party in Mexico. It's called Sheridan's. Sheridan's is an Irish whiskey-based liqueur. It comes in a double bottle that's really two bottles fused together in a sort of abstract swan shape. The bigger side is coffee-flavored whiskey, and the smaller side is a white chocolate liqueur. And when you pour it, you tilt the glass so it forms a layered drink like coffee with cream on top. It's a little bit sweet, but not like cloyingly so, and sort of like Bailey's, but also not at all like Bailey's. And you can't buy it in the States. So every time I visit my mother in Mexico, I make sure that any pesos I have left over, I spend on a bottle of Sheridan's, I can't talk tonight, I'm really tired, and a bottle of really good tequila at the duty-free store in the Cabo airport. I prefer to use pesos because they give you a discount for using cash, but it's also a good way to burn leftover pesos because what am I going to do with them back in the States? It's not usually enough to be bothered exchanging them back to dollars. This year, Mom came to me, so I PayPal'd her the money to buy the Sheridans. I didn't want to make her carry tequila also, because those bottles are heavy. I'm just finishing the bottle I bought on my last visit to Mexico, and the new one won't be open for a while. But since I was introduced to it at Christmas, I consider it a holiday tradition as much as eggnog is here in the U.S. and rompope is in Mexico. Cheers!
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive, and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.